As the Bolton saga continued, there was a landmark meeting in the Oval Office today. President Bush held talks with Vietnamese Prime Minister Phan Van Khai. The communist leader is on a week-long tour of the U.S. It is the highest-level visit by a Vietnamese leader since the war in that country ended 30 years ago. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
It's been a decade since the United States and Vietnam restored diplomatic relations. Since then, the ties between the two countries has slowly but steadily progressed. Prime Minister Khai's visit is seen as moving that relationship into a new stage. President Bush said he and Prime Minister Khai managed to squeeze in a wide range of subjects during their nearly one-hour meeting, including the administration's support for Vietnam's entry into the World Trade Organization.
We discussed our economic relations, and I noted that the Vietnamese economy is growing quite substantially. We talked about our desire for Vietnam to join the WTO.
And President Bush accepted an invitation to travel to Vietnam next year, when that country hosts the annual summit of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. There's a mutual interest in bolstering economic ties between the two former enemies. Trade between the United States and Vietnam last year alone totaled more than $6 billion. But there are other areas, such as security, which the two sides hope to develop, something Khai obliquely referred to in his statement.
On international issues, Mr. President and I exchanged views on the recent developments in Asia and the Pacific, which we are both concerned about.
Khai did not elaborate about those concerns, but Kirk Campbell, senior vice president at the Center for Strategic Studies and the Pentagon's senior Asian official during the Clinton era, says that recently Hanoi has tried to develop a closer military relationship with the United States. Campbell says that's a significant development for the Vietnamese.
They've always been resistant of that in the past for a variety of reasons, internal security, anxiety about larger American intentions, and most importantly, anxiety about how China would respond to the perception of increasing ties between Washington and Hanoi. But they've overcome all of those inhibitions, and now we're moving forward in quite a substantial way.
Campbell says what's propelling the Vietnamese is a deep concern over the rise of China's military and economic strength, and Vietnam's concern that the U.S. is not focused enough on the issue.
I think at the senior strategic levels, the United States has been focused perhaps too much on Iraq, and we've lost some important opportunities to engage in Asia at a time of enormous strategic importance.
Campbell says this visit offers the administration a chance to show that it is engaged in Asian affairs. But he says it's ironic that while the administration is pushing for democracy, it's also strengthening relations with Vietnam, which Campbell describes as a relatively repressive communist authoritarian state. Human Rights Watch recently issued a statement criticizing Vietnam's treatment of religious groups, democracy activists, and dissidents. Bush and Khai discussed human rights and religious freedoms in Vietnam. A joint statement said the president welcomed Vietnam's efforts to date and encouraged further progress. While the two leaders met, scores of Vietnamese exiles held a noisy protest outside the White House. The protesters waved signs calling for, among other things, religious freedom in Vietnam. On Wednesday, Khai is due to meet members of Congress. Among them will be several Vietnam vets, including Arizona Senator John McCain, who spent 6 years in a Vietnam prison during the war. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.